DK Talk. Language and culture are bound. Hey, how's it going out there? First of all, today I wanted to talk about masks and the situation with COVID in Japan right now. My impression of COVID and masks watching the news for the past 4 years has been that people in Western countries have generally had an aversion to wearing them, whereas the people in Japan have long-term been okay with wearing them and no major problems. People work together to kind of make that a successful way of fighting back the virus. However, starting from today, Monday, March 13th, 2023, masks will no longer be mandatory, but depend on personal choice, according to the government. They are still recommended in places such as hospitals and on crowded public places such as trains and train stations and buses, places like that. And they're still advised for people who are high risk, such as elderly people, people with pre-existing health conditions, and pregnant women. So this will probably remain the same for those kinds of people. The other difference is that COVID, which was listed as a level 2 serious disease on a scale of 1 to 5, will also be dropped in May, on May 8th of 2023. The scale start, like, the highest level 1 is serious diseases such as Ebola and plague. The lowest is seasonal influenza, which everyone is familiar with. And so, like I said, COVID-19 will go from level 2 down to a level 4, just above the influenza level, which means it won't be treated as seriously as it was during the pandemic. So I guess that will bring some relief. I know myself am still skeptical about not wearing a mask because they've been helpful for me, but it's nice to see that maybe the pandemic is coming to an end, hopefully. So the second point I'd like to bring up is about something that's very popular in Japan right now. It's the WBC, which is the World Baseball Classic, which brings teams together from all over the world playing baseball in Japan in a giant competition. This competition lasts from March 8th until March 21st. Just a disclaimer, I'm not very quick with baseball terminology, so if there are some mistakes here and there, please let me know. I'm happy to hear what you have to say. So the World Baseball Classic is an amazing game to watch. People are watching this every night, and it's been very exciting, especially some of the famous players who are there. Though they're on the Japanese team, they sometimes come from foreign teams as well. Some of the people you may know. And I'm going to mention three players in particular because they have an interesting connection. One of those players, however, is not on the Japanese team, despite the fact that he is a professional baseball player in a foreign country. First, I'll introduce Shohei Ohtani, who you may know as a pitcher and very good hitter for the Los Angeles Angels. He's been a superstar in the U.S. and kind of brought back a sort of spirit to baseball that's been missing for a while that reporters often talk about. He's a great pitcher. He's a great hitter, as I already said. And in Japan, they've given him kind of a special, I won't call it a nickname, but a way to describe his talents. It's called Nitoryu. I don't know why this word always messes me up, but I sometimes struggle with it. Anyhow, Nitoryu. This means basically double-wheeled. In other words, this phrase comes from a long time ago from an ancient ronin, a Japanese swordsman named Miyamoto Musashi. And the idea is that you can wield two weapons at the same time with equal power and excellence. And so in Ohtani's case, not only is he a great pitcher, his home run hitting ability is also amazing. And it's really great to see that. So we have him as one player on the Japanese team. Another player on the Japanese team who is a professional Japanese player only in Japan is Loki Sasaki. He plays for a team called the Chiba Lot Marines. He is also a pitcher, and he is known as the monster of the Reiwa era, or in Japanese, Leiwa no Kaibutsu. Basically, he is known as a monster in this particular time because his pitching speed, his fastball, is amazing. And his top speed so far has been 165 kilometers per hour, or 102.5 miles per hour. Watching him pitch in the game is amazing because it's very difficult for batters to even hit his fastballs. It's just really exciting to watch. Another player who I'm going to talk about now, who is not on the Japan WBC team, is a player named Yusei Kikuchi. Likewise, he is also a pitcher. He plays overseas for the Toronto Blue Jays. And he's known as kind of being a bookworm. He reads and reads and reads. But he's also interesting as a Japanese player overseas because he can speak English very well. I've seen interviews with him online, and he does his interviews in English, which is really a rare and amazing quality. Now, why am I bringing up these three players here? The connection is that all three, Shohei Ohtani, Loki Sasaki, and Yusei Kikuchi, are all from the same prefecture in Japan. In the northeast of Japan, the northeastern region of Japan, they all come from Iwate Prefecture. And all of these players have become superstars in their own right for their various talents and abilities. And although we can't add Yusei Kikuchi to the Japanese WBC team, watching them all perform on the Japanese team, for example, Ohtani and Sasaki Loki, they do amazing, amazing plays one after another. And it's been a really great event. People are absolutely nuts about baseball in Japan. And it's really exciting to watch it. In fact, even though I haven't been a very super baseball fan over the years, I've become somewhat more interested recently, partly because my son is interested in pitching, but also because it's such an exciting game to watch on TV in Japan. So if you have any way of checking this out, look online or on YouTube, there must be something up there. Check out these players and take a look at the WBC, the World Baseball Classic. Once again, I'd like to say thank you to our listeners who have continued listening, despite the fact we sometimes are infrequent with our episodes. Second of all, find DK Talk where you get your podcasts. And finally, this is DK Talk, where language and culture are bound.